and Christmas start. So we begin the show with Paul Merton. And Paul, actually, the next subject is the first one, taking the waters. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Well, it's a polite version of taking the urine, and I wouldn't expect anything less in Tunbridge Wells. It's an extremely polite society. You walk around, people doff their caps, men and women greet each other at the railway stations, kiss, embrace, an orgy on Platform 5 is a regular thing on a Monday.
And Kit, you've challenged.
I'm spring to the defence of Tunbridge Wells, where I was raised. He's not talking about taking the waters at all.
Yes, I think deviation. That's right. He's deviated from the waters, talking about the wonderful
the
people
of
Tunbridge Wells.
These good people.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm worried about Platform 5.
Yeah. Every Monday.
Every Monday, right. Kit, that was a correct challenge. Deviation, so you get a point for that. You take over the subject. There are 47 seconds available. Taking the waters, starting now.
They call it a shally beat spring. It's actually a mispronunciation of Kalibiat from the Greek, and it's a filthy thing, like a car sump down in the Pantiles. And it's now surrounded entirely by Indian restaurants, which has the same purgative effect. But in 1606, I think it was, there was a young nobleman who had a hangover, and he stooped down and took these waters and fired him up with iron and blood and heaven knows.
Clement challenged.
Yeah, I think repetition, hesitation.
All of them, I think, probably. Yeah.
I didn't notice any.
Fire and fire.
He was getting, what, fire?
Fire.
Far, far.
We shouldn't say fire too often in a packed theatre, is it?
The audience were laughing so much, I didn't hear him repeat fire. So, did you repeat fire?
I probably did.
Oh, right, well done. Very honest.
I think you said fire and fired.
Oh, really? Oh, Maria. I'll see you on Platform 5.
Yes. Audience have endorsed it. Thank you for me and for helping your friend. There we are. So, you have a point for an incorrect challenge there, Kit.
I say.
And you keep the subject, and you have 22 seconds, taking the waters, starting now.
And the Georgian gentry flocked down here in their pretty little muslin bonnets, just like something out of Jane Austen. They had assemblies and routs, and they drank sherbet, and they had...
Paul challenge.
There were quite a lot of they.
A lot of they,
you're quite
right. I was getting tangled.
Too much of they, so Paul, the correct challenge, a point to you, 12 seconds available, taking the waters, starting now.
When Pink Floyd reformed to appear at the last concert, Roger Waters took his place as the bassist.
Maria, you've challenged.
Well, they didn't actually reform, it was just a one-off gig.
When they reformed?
No.
Oh, darling, that's a bit...
They were together on stage. They reformed for that gig.
I think that was a bit pedantic.
Pedantic of me.
Yes, I think so. It was lovely to hear from you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
But you have a point, Paul, and 5 seconds, taking the waters, starting now.
If you wake up in the morning and you look out to the sun, you think to yourself, I want to rehydrate myself.
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point, and on this occasion it was Paul Merton who has a strong lead at the end of that round. And Kit, will you please take the next round?
Right.
The subject, in the back of my mind. There are 60 seconds available, and you start now.
The very smell of this room of the people of Tunbridge Wells is bringing back, in a Proustian way, my teenage years spent in this fabulous borough. I attended a local boarding school and worked as a barman at the dear old Spa Hotel. Is it still there? Dispensing pink gins to the local colonels.
Poor challenge.
Well, deviation. This is underage employment. He's a teen. He's working in a bar, serving up drinks. You've got to be 18 to work in a bar.
Mopping up.
Well, he didn't establish what age he was.
No, he didn't establish that at all, did he? Very good chairman. Very good chairman. Best chairman we've got.
He could actually have been 18 years of age when he was doing it. So he didn't establish the age. So, no, I don't think it was deviation. So, Kit, you still have the subject. And you have another point. And you have, in the back of my mind, 43 seconds starting now.
In the back of my mind, I remember working as a petrol pump attendant at nearby Southbury. I bet I've shoved my nozzle up a few of you in my time. And then I went on beautiful bike rides. How it is all returning to me now through Hawkhurst, Goudhurst, Speldhurst, Penshurst, William Randolph.
Paul, you're challenged.
Well, I know it's all one word, but we're getting a lot of Hurst, one after the other.
I know, but actually, individually, they're all different words. All Goudhurst, yes.
Yeah.
All spelled. So, anyway, Kit, an incorrect challenge. 25 seconds still available. Carry on within the back of my mind.
Rabbiting down.
Clement challenge.
Hesitation.
No. Another point to Kit. And 24 and a half seconds starting now.
Tickling trout in the lush meadows down at Fordham or at Groombridge Place.